somebody.
Is Volkov just body maintenance for today?
Still the preseason. Lineups aren't set. Well, let's go.
What do you want to see from your club tonight in the final preseason game?
I want to see a lot of what we saw the last game. And got better as that game went on. We competed extremely hard. And, you know, after the first period, I think we had 11 shot attempts. And after that, it was, you know, we were 20-something in the second and same in the third. So that's more the attitude and what we need to have. So I want to see that continue tonight.
We've seen Maroon on that first power play unit a little bit this preseason. What do you like about him on that unit? What does he kind of add that maybe didn't have last year?
Well, I think it's a little similar to what we had last year. Miller was there quite a bit. Size, good hands, courage to stand in front of the net. He's got all those. Good puck retriever. The only thing he doesn't have, he doesn't take face-offs like Miller could. But again, it's preseason. We're giving guys different looks in different situations, especially new players. We don't know exactly everything they can do until you put them in those situations. So that's why he's going to look there.
Shattenkirk with Hedy. How did they look the other night to you, and what do you expect to see?
We're trying guys in different spots, but I think when guys are on their righty lefties, it can make them a little bit more comfortable, a little bit easier to see the ice. I thought both of them had their best games of the preseason. Each one of them is getting better by the game. You're looking to see if guys are feeling comfortable with each other. You know, the way we run our D's, it's not like the same two guys stay with each other. Probably Mac and Cherny have a little bit more continuity together, but they're used in a different role. Different guys have played with Hedy, whether it's been Sergey or Shattenkirk, and they've both done well. So it's good for us to be able to see that can work.
Is there going to be more experimenting when the season starts as far as with Hedy, because you had Sergey up there?
Yeah, you might see Sergey, probably see him there again tonight. So it's there's only, you know, so many exhibition games that guys can get in, or you know, you want them to get in, but they're getting guys are getting reps in practice, but you know, playing against other competition makes a difference. And is what's happening tonight going to be the same thing that happens 2 weeks in Boston? Probably not. So, but we'll have a better feel then, and I think we're no different than any other team. When you have new players, you want to try and see if there's any chemistry in some places, and we're seeing it, so that's a good thing.
Is tonight less about seeing what guys to do and see kind of more how they do it together, and kind of you've been mixing up lines but looking at your team, less trying out guys?
I think it's a lot of getting through the game, making sure that everybody's in one piece. It's tough when you play the same team multiple times in a row. So this will be the third time, and then we have two for real. But you want to see a little bit of chemistry with the group and a little consistency in how we're playing. And to tell you the truth, I think we've been getting, with every exhibition game, has gotten better. And so we had a lot of guys in the lineup the other night, and I thought they did well, and now let's do it again.
You have a lot of guys that you can put at center. Johnny's had a fair amount at center. Mm-hmm. He's played wing, he's played whatever over the last year or two, because you do have that luxury. Would you like to see Johnny at center more this year?
We're going to give that a shot. I think that's his position where he excels the best. It will be by, you know, a lot is going to depend when point is available and how things are going to play out there, but want to see, Johnny played primarily at the wing for a lot of the year last year, and I want to get Johnny some reps here at center and see where he's at and how comfortable he's been at it, and this is the time to do it.
You said you might not necessarily have 23 with, points unavailable. Does that give you the opportunity to hold 23 and see what guys can do for a little longer if you... You've seen them in the preseason.
I think after tonight we'll have pretty good grasp on what we need. A lot is going to come down to how soon Point will be available. If he's not available until Thanksgiving, then that will change things. If he's available by Canadian Thanksgiving, then you're different. There's a different mindset. We'll find that out here in the next couple days. But if we, we need to get a good read on when he's going to come back to see how many we're going to carry, and then that's a question not only for myself, but it's best suited for Julian. And as we all know, there's a lot more ramifications for how many players you keep. So we've got a good grasp on who we think we have. And like I said, some of it's going to hinge on when we're going to point back.
Have you gained more clarity on when he might be back?
I can't. It's too early yet. But I know that with all the limited practices he's been in, he's felt great. But there's a laundry list of checks and balances I have to go through before we get him in with us. But I would say there's more optimism and more earlier return, and that's a good thing.
Over the course of training camp and preseason, what have you learned about this team that excites you?
I learned the one thing I've learned so far is when there was a little bit of pushback the other night, we maybe in the past we might have not pushed back as hard, and I thought we had lots of pushback, and that was really good to see. And the guy's still a little taller on the bench, and so we'll see if that's a one game thing or turns into a one season thing.
Thank you.
Thank you.